Domnule ambasador, vă propun mai întâi să vorbim despre cooperarea moldo-comunitară. În acest an se va intensifica această cooperare dintre Chișinău și Bruxelles?
I believe that the year 2013 will be a very important year for the bilateral relations between the European Union and the Republic of Moldova, because we have big things in mind. First of all, we would like to conclude the negotiations on an association agreement, including a deep and comprehensive free trade area, by the time of the Vilnius summit of the Eastern Partnership. I think that this is a realistic objective. And, of course, we want to also move on with the second phase of the visa dialogue, and, if possible, to conclude these negotiations as soon as possible.
Domnule Șubel, există această șansă ca cele trei acorduri, mă refer la cel de asociere, cel de liber schimb și cel care ține de liberalizarea regimului de vize, să fie semnate? Și dacă da, când?
I would say that the chances are very realistic to sign the association agreement by the time of the Eastern Partnership Summit. I would not like to give a concrete date for the finalization of the second phase of the visa dialogue, because this will depend on many components. My recommendation to the Moldovan leadership is to work as much as they can and to complete the process as much as possible, so that we can advance, and then let's see where we are in November this year.
Există multe chestiuni în prezent pe agenda de negociere cu Republica Moldova. Spuneam că se negociază politica de asociere, integrarea economică, liberalizarea vizelor. Totodată, potrivit principiului mai mult pentru cei care fac mai mult, more for more, Uniunea Europeană va da ajutor financiar pe cap de locuitor țării. Guvernarea de la Chișinău face reforme mai multe ca să obțină mai mult ajutor din partea Bruxellesului.
Well, I think you recall what happened last year. Moldova last year received most of the funds foreseen out of the More for More principle. Originally, we had planned to provide Moldova with altogether 94 million euros out of our bilateral annual budget. In the end, it was 122 million. Why? Because Moldova profited from the More for More principle. 28 million euros more were paid. And obviously, this More for More principle will also be applied this year. And if Moldova continues on its reform course, then I'm optimistic that a similar amount might be made available for Moldova again out of the More for More budget in 2013.
Cetățeanul, omul de rând, care merge din 4 în 4 ani și pune ștampila de vot, el așteaptă reforme, acele mari reforme de mult promise. Dumneavoastră, cei din afara Moldovei, vedeți altfel lucrurile la acest capitol?
Well, I am in the lucky position that I'm going to all our project openings and closures. I see what we are doing jointly in this country to improve the life of the people. And I believe many Moldovans have already been in touch with some little European project. Maybe sometimes they don't even know that this improvement comes from finances that have been provided by the European taxpayers. I think, for instance, projects such as the biomass project, where we are basically active all over Moldova in every rayon, should help also making our contribution more visible to the population. But of course, a certain period of time is needed until reforms can be seen. Unfortunately, reforms in the beginning are never very pleasant, because usually they mean budgetary cuts and streamlining of reforms of personnel. All this, unfortunately, is the beginning of each reform. But I am very convinced that Moldova is on the right track, and that in the end, if the reform process is continued, a better Moldova with visible reforms, with visible progress for each of the citizens will stand.
De ce insistați pe reforma justiției și organele de drept?
We believe that the reform of the law enforcement organs, together with the reform of the judiciary, will form the basis to eradicate the biggest problem that Moldova has, which is corruption. I believe that the reform of these two institutions will make reforms in other areas more visible than they are now, because they have an influence, because, of course, corruption is not limited to law enforcement and judiciary, to law enforcement organs and judiciary, but also can be found in all other areas of life. And however, the crucial areas for making these changes visible are the law enforcement institutions and is the judiciary.
Să ne oprim la reforma și reorganizarea procuraturii. De ce atât de greu are loc reforma la această instituție importantă a statului?
I think there are many reasons for this. However, I had a meeting maybe a month ago with the Prosecutor General where he explained to me what reforms he intends to do. I hope that concrete deeds will follow these words, and the European Union is very much ready to help the Prosecutor General if in this reform process. We will provide another high-level advisor in the near future for the Prosecutor General's office, who hopefully will help very actively and very closely, side by side with the Prosecutor General, to continue and to speed up this reform process, which is very urgently needed.
Și cum vedeți o procuratură reformată?
Well, it goes for each of the law enforcement institutions as well as for the judiciary. Transparent processes should reign. Transparency should reign the process. And this is the most important thing, that each of the actions can be followed by the normal citizens and that the law is properly applied as it stands. And that no difference is made by name, by function, by position.
Dumneavoastră, în calitate de șef al delegației Uniunii Europene în Moldova și ambasadorul Statelor Unite ale Americii, domnul Moser, ați avut o întrevedere cu premierul Vlad Filat. Despre ce ați discutat?
We discussed jointly with the US ambassador, obviously, the bilateral cooperation, the plans for 2013. We mentioned already some of them. And we also discussed, of course, the recent case of the hunting incident, the tragic hunting incident that occurred in Falesht. First of all, I was very sad to hear that an innocent young father of two children, if I'm not mistaken, died by accident in this tragic incident in the Falesht rayon. I believe that it is now necessary to very quickly carry out the investigation very properly and in proper application of the existing legislation, and that those who have committed this crime, I cannot say because I'm sure it was an accident, but those who have committed this and who are responsible for the fact that this young man had to die should be made responsible and should be brought to court.
Domnule Șubel, dar dacă acest incident învăluit în mister în Republica Moldova s-ar fi produs în Germania sau într-un alt stat din Uniunea Europeană, cum s-ar fi procedat în țara respectivă?
Well, first of course, given that it took almost 2 weeks until the incident came to the public in a small country like Moldova, leads me to believe that somebody indeed wanted to hide this incident. This is, of course, a pity. However, now that this is finally has come out, I think it would be very wise for those who were participating in this hunting exercise and who are carrying out important positions in the law enforcement institutions or in the judiciary, that they temporarily suspend their positions. This would be the normal procedure in any European country, I believe, because, of course, the risk of a conflict of interest seems to me very visible. And in such a situation, I think there is only one thing that should be done, namely to temporarily suspend your work, and to wait until the investigation is finished and or until you have been declared innocent. That means that you had nothing, if it is proven that the person concerned had nothing to do with the incident.
Degrabă se vor împlini 4 ani de la protestele violente de pe 7 aprilie 2009 față de victoria Partidului Comuniștilor la alegerile parlamentare de atunci. Violențele declanșate de autorii încă nedescoperiți s-au soldat cu incendierea clădirii Parlamentului, distrugerea sediului președinției și au fost urmate de represalii ale poliției. Zeci de tineri au fost bătuți, maltratați, cel puțin unul a fost ucis. Adevărul se mai lasă așteptat. Aceeași finalitate ar putea să o aibă și acest tragic incident de la Vânătoarea Domnească?
With regard, I was not here at this moment yet on the 7th of April 2009, so I know I've heard a lot of comments from all sides in this period. My personal view, and this is my very personal view, is that the country should look to the future and not to the past. I think it was very sad what has occurred, what has happened. And obviously, those who are responsible for the death of people on that occasion, and I know about one official death, I hope that this is it, that they should, of course, be brought to justice. For the rest, I believe it is better to look forward and to build a new democratic Moldova in which human rights are respected and the law is respected, and a Moldova for all citizens, where all citizens are treated equally.
Gravitatea acestui incident șterbește din imaginea alianței de guvernare.
It is just another very important test of how whether the law enforcement institutions and the judiciary works properly in a democratic way, in which the rule of law is respected and in which the rule of law is running. This, I think, will be another very important test, and obviously it will be judged when we are looking now at our objectives, our most important objectives that we want to finalize, namely association agreement and visa dialogue.
Opoziția comunistă, dar și unii experți vă învinuiesc pe dumneavoastră, demnitarii europeni, că ați acordat prea mare sprijin celor de la putere, conducerii țării. Cum le răspundeți?
We do not, I can only repeat what I have said many times before, we do not support one single party, one politician or the alliance as such. We support the Moldovan people and the Moldovan country, no matter who is in power. As long as those who are in power want to do reforms, we support those who want to carry out democratic reforms, who want to make a truly European country out of the Republic of Moldova. And we believe that this is the objective of the current government, which is why we are supporting the efforts as much as we can, which does not mean that we are not critical whenever it is needed. And I think if you look at some of my previous interviews, you will remember that I have been also critical at times when I believed I needed to be critical, because real friends tell the truth to each other and are not always nice to each other.
Dacă e să vă citesc pe dumneavoastră, Republica Moldova ar fi înregistrat mai multe progrese vis-a-vis de îndeplinirea angajamentelor pe care și le-a asumat în cadrul politicii europene de vecinătate, dar mai are și unele restanțe în acest sens. Și ați sugerat că ar fi restanțieră la capitolul corupție. Cum se luptă cu acest flagel?
I believe that even more could be done in the fight against corruption, and I have said so in the past. I believe, and I also mentioned this before today, that the fight against corruption is the biggest problem that I think this country is facing at this moment in time. And therefore, it is so important, because many important achievements that Moldova wants to have in the future are at risk if the fight against corruption is not intensified, and as it has happened in other countries, and I'm sure that Moldova is capable of doing so, if finally everybody speaks with one voice, and if finally everybody seriously fights this phenomenon of corruption in the Moldovan leadership.
Mai credeți că Moldova poate să ajungă o istorie de succes?
Absolutely. If I compare this country when I arrived here in the second part of 2009, and I compare this with today, I think we can say that we jointly achieved already many things, many good things for the people, for the country. Many new pieces of legislation have entered into force, which make life in this country more democratic. Now it is important to apply this legislation properly so that people feel that everybody is indeed equal. And also in the economic sense, I think we have achieved a lot. The European Union is the trading partner number one of the country of Moldova. We are investing a lot in this country, and I'm sure even more will be seen once the association agreement, including the deep and comprehensive free trade area, will have entered into force and will be implemented.
Apropo, despre climatul de afaceri din Moldova, ce ne puteți spune? E în favoarea investitorului?
Well, I believe that the investment climate can also be further improved, so that incidents such as with Draxlmeier, for instance, will not be repeated. I very much hope that the Moldovan companies, but also authorities, understand that you will need foreign investors. Even for Moldovan companies, they need competition in order to improve themselves, and in order also to help the consumers to make their choice. And consumers should have a choice. And this can only be done with more investments. So investors from abroad should be treated very favorably in accordance with the existing legislation, of course. But anything should be done for them to make them feel comfortable that this is the right place to have invested. And sometimes I have the feeling that this is not always the case.
Și ultima întrebare. Subscrieți spuselor unor demnitari occidentali că Republica Moldova are nevoie de Uniunea Europeană, iar spațiul comunitar va avea de câștigat odată cu apropierea țării de UE?
We both need each other. I think Moldova is a very important player in a direct neighbor of the European Union and can play an important role as a bridge to the East. And this is in addition, also Moldova can enrich the European culture a lot. It can enrich also the European market with a lot of good and high quality products. And I'm not only talking about the wine. So Moldova has a lot to give to the European Union, and obviously the European Union can also give a lot to the Republic of Moldova.